nation does not bear to money. Money is made of mortals. And what is the origin of these mortals? This is starlight, sunlight streaking down through.
Ripples all now and interpenetrate. That is Is just the absence of light.
Imagination is a faculty of the mind. It's a power of the soul that requires recognition, and which is developed through practice. The more that one takes responsibility for one's imagination, the more one can use it effectively. And everything that manifests in this world begins with imagination. This building in which we gather before it was, before we could possibly enter, it had to be built. Before it could be built of bricks, it had to be conceived in mind, it had to be imagined. Now we're here. And now it enters into our own imagination and can inform what we might imagine. Interchange between the manifest sensory world and the inner world of imagination. One informs the other, back and forth. So, in the second step that one works with imagination, which is also kind of light, what do you picture? Presence itself is light. And if you really want something, even better than that, you could reach a third stage where you don't even have to picture the person to think of in her presence. fluid light streams through the veils of your eyelids. Piercing the retina and coursing through the optic nerve. Glowing in your brain, buzzing through the vessels. Electrons are impelled into higher orbits before sinking back again as the atom unleashes a wave of new photons. So in the very inner is conscious of those spinal cords. flowers to every youth. Red below to orange in belly. Gold in the chest. Green in the throat. Blue in the eyes. Violet in the forehead. And culminating in a colorless light flecked with glints of every color welling up from the fontanelle. So as you breathe, as you inhale, as traces rise in flame. As you exhale, let the boundary of your identity extend out luminously in all directions. We are conscious not only of ourselves as luminous beings, but every other being gathered here as another flame. Hidden in everything is a fire. And we are additionally surrounded by innumerable invisible flames. That eyes cannot see, but which burn bright to the inner eyes. All overlit by the billions of galaxies of stars. And all of these luminaries are kindled by one most ancient original light. There is no glint that does not have its original